Hi, this is Ali from the New Zealand Yoga Centre, bringing you a podcast today on the Day of the Dead, or Dia de la Muertes. This three-day period that starts with Halloween goes through All Saints' Day to All Souls' Day is a wonderful narrative of the spirit world. On the eve of Halloween, which coincides with the pagan festival of Sohin, this time where winter is coming and the harvest needs to be well managed, and a festival happens to prepare ourselves for winter, is also a time where the notion is that the veil between the living and the dead thins. And as the veil disappears momentarily, we have a huge influx of spirits, especially initially the malevolent spirits of ghouls and goblins and apparitions that are sometimes conjured up by sorcerers and black witches. This idea of them harvesting and harnessing the energy of the spirit world. And as this veil thins, then other energies come and invoke things like werewolves. So the normal wolf is transformed by the spirit world. And so there's this wonderful narrative of the permeability between the world of the spirits and the world of the human, the mortal. And this is the time where we have that threshold opened and the influx. And then there's this wonderful idea that the children get kind of almost possessed by these spirits, and they become the skeletons and the witches and the goblins and the werewolves. And so we see this kind of inversion ritual. An inversion ritual is where the less powerful, in this case the children, become the more powerful. These sort of tyrannical energies of the children demand from the adults, you know, things like sweets which are often withheld, and the threat of trickery or spells cast by these children onto the adult world. So we have an inversion ritual, and the inversion rituals are often in place to allow one night where the less powerful becomes more powerful, in this case the children become powerful. But also entwined with that is this idea of the spirit world. And we can think about the spirits almost running and fleeing the saints which are coming on November the 1st. So as the threshold and the veil opens, the spirits are released, and behind them the saints of the Catholic faith there to bring bounty and gifts and blessings to people who are wanting them. So many, many different saints, Saint Barbara and Saint Christopher and Saint Nicholas and all of these different saints of the Catholic world are meant to be present on November the 1st to kind of bless the people who are faithful towards these particular saints. And then on November 2nd, which is All Souls Day, we have the arrival of the ancestors into the earthly plane. Many years ago, probably about 15 to 20 years ago, I was blessed to go to the amazing town in Mexico of Pátzcuaro for the specific viewing of Day of the Dead. We arrived, a friend and I arrived before, 2 days or 3 days beforehand from Morelia, or arrived in Morelia, and the cathedrals were fluttering with those amazing Mexican flags all cut out. And in the forecourt of the cathedral were shrines to Frida Kahlo, to Bob Marley, to Lady Di, to famous people. And all of these sort of floats or shrines were in place, colourfully decorated, with candles and pictures and flowers and all across the yards of the cathedrals were marigold petals, and there was huge amounts of colour and joy. People were buying bundles of flowers to decorate their shrines. Things like chrysanthemums and marigolds were the primary flower. And everything smelt so beautiful of these sort of floral arrangements, which moved with the breeze. And so we found that notion of air moving these flags and flowers and petals, and everything was fantastic. And as the Day of the Dead came, the evening we were taken over to Pátzcuaro, which is an island, and we were able to enjoy this incredible festival. On the one hand, we had the Spanish-influenced Mexicans, and this incredible fiesta with a Ferris wheel and people with bright skirts dancing, and stalls selling tequila cocktails in terracotta pots, which were decorated with flowers, and you could smash them on the ground. The impermanence and the joy of this irreverence, and music played, and a festival fairground was taking place, and people were uplifted. Behind that landscape were these amazing old temples in the background, and then in the graveyards, a completely different energy, a different vibe. As you entered the graveyards, there was a hugely solemn and sanctified feel. Indigenous Mexicans sat around the graves of their loved ones. All around the graves were the glittering lamps of ghee, or fire, of butter lamps and candles. So it was movement of fire everywhere. And all over the graves were beautiful marigold petals. Everything was covered in flowers. And so the graves, which were once bare stone, were now embellished with flowers and candles. And around the graves of the loved ones, families sat, and they offered to their dearly departed their favorite foods, not the foods of the living, but the foods of the dead. And so there were amazing gifts of food that were left there for the spirit world, not eaten by the living, who could eat any day of the week, but given in a term, in a way of a solemnness and a reverence. And so people sat, and you could hear the festival in the distance, in the background, but inside the graveyards was such a feeling of peace and sort of a melancholy that was extremely poetic. And so as we move into this time of the All Souls Day, the Day of the Dead, we think about the people who we love who have passed over, and we pay homage to their souls, to their memories, to their spiritual vibrations, and to their blessings. And we can invoke their spirits as a way of remembering, in order for them to guide us and to bless us on this day. So whether we light a candle for an ancestor, a grandparent, or whether we maybe even visit a graveyard and leave some flowers out, think about this time as a time of great reverence, a great respect for the people who have passed.